Track three, and we'll have our first story from the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Council office ban. Councillors denied access to officers over bullying. Elected Teignbridge Council members are still not allowed direct access to its staff following incidents of threats, bullying and intimidation. Councillors have been unable to use their passes to gain entry to offices in Ford House in Newton Abbot since the pandemic. Previously, members had enjoyed free rein of the building and were able to speak directly to officers. But incidents of poor behaviour by councillors led to the current situation where members only have access to the main council chamber. At his last meeting as chairman, Councillor Chris Clarence said he was disappointed they were still not back in the building. He told full council a protocol being drawn up for members to follow was still not approved. He said, "Some staff felt threatened, bullied and intimidated by some councillors. We were all set to be let back in the building, but we need this member protocol to be approved. I believe this has been going on too long." The protocol was expected to include points for councillors to avoid personal barbs and not to antagonise staff. After the meeting, council leader, Councillor Martin Wrigley, said post-pandemic, members' passes had not been re-enabled to give access to officers in Ford House. He said there was access to common areas, including the chamber, but not to officers. He said, "There was some concern that access had been abused. There were incidents of some bad behaviour, and underlying this, there was some bad blood, which we had been trying to smooth over. It seems sensible to have a protocol in place. Behaviour has been better over the last year, but the protocol drawn up was too long, so we are in the process of negotiating a shorter and more usable version. It needs to be resolved sooner rather than later. It had been suggested that councillors having access to some staff had been useful in the past, such as regarding planning issues, but there needed to be a balance between protecting staff, some who have been reported to be in tears following the behaviour of individual councillors, while allowing collaborative communication."
Anger after council rock gardeners' boat plans. Residents in Teignmouth are outraged after Devon Highways officers have demanded that volunteer gardeners remove flowerbed boats from a grass verge near the town centre. Gardening volunteers and local councillors installed two boat planters on the grass verge on Parson Street, opposite the Blue Anchor pub, beginning of April. The boats have since been sanded and painted, ready for planting with flowers, to contribute to Teignmouth in bloom. However, Teignmouth Town Council has received a demand from Devon Highways engineers that the flower boxes must be removed immediately. "We've asked for the boat to be removed from the grass verge of Parson Street for safety reasons, as it was obstructing visibility at the junction," a Devon County Council spokesperson confirmed. Volunteers are adamant that the boat flower boxes on Parson Street were placed in accordance with highway rules. Adele Hearn, who runs the Blue Anchor pub, said, "I'm crestfallen. I had organised the local community to look after the area once it was planted. I know a lot of people were delighted when Teignmouth Town Councillors Penny Lloyd, Dan Comer and Mike Jackman, along with volunteers, started to work on the area. And now we don't know what is happening." The move has confused the guerrilla gardeners, as a similar flower boat box is situated directly on the highway in nearby Sheldon. The volunteers also point out that the idea to introduce boat planters was based on a Devon County Council scheme called Life on the Verge in Devon. Devon County Councillor for Teignmouth, David Cox, said he's looking into the matter. "Cash-strapped Devon County Council should not be undermining local residents," he said. "If there was a health and safety issue, Devon County Council should have looked to find a solution by working with the gardeners and residents. Instead, it looks like a high-handed approach has been taken."
Two call-outs and a fallen tree doesn't stop walk. More than 200 hikers, ramblers and roamers took part in Dartmoor Search and Rescue Team's largest fundraising event of the year. Now in its 12th year, the team's Templar Way Challenge saw walkers traverse the Templar Way a route linking Haytor on Dartmoor with the seaport of Tynmouth. The challenge raises money for the rescue team, which is a registered charity of more than 60 volunteers who assist emergency services in search and rescue operations across Dartmoor. Thank you and huge congratulations to everyone that took part, a spokesman for Dartmoor Search and Rescue Team said. This year, we were privileged to have 250 of you give up your Sundays to come out and walk the 18 miles from Haytor to Shaldon and help raise an incredible amount of money for the team. We are extremely grateful, the spokesman added. The rescue team received two call-outs during the event, which took place on Sunday, April the 28th, but these were quickly dealt with, as was a fallen tree at Stover. Special thanks was given to Newton Abbott's A Bite to Eat Mobile Catering, who, in addition to presenting the team with a cheque for £315, provided refreshments for participants. Shaldon's London Inn also received praise for its hospitality. Where possible, the Templar Way route follows the line of the Stover Canal, built by John Templar to carry clay for export and the Haytor Granite Tramway. Granite that travelled along this tramway was used in the building of London Bridge, the British Museum and the National Gallery.
Disruption likely for gasworks. Roads leading to a key roundabout in Newton Abbott could close in May for gasworks. Wales and West Utilities are proposing to carry out utility repair and maintenance work on sections of the Avenue and King Stainton Road, specifically where the two roads merge with Ball's Corner roundabout. Devon County Council's DCC interactive roadworks map, which shows present, future and completed activity, shows a proposed start date of May the 7th for work to King Stainton Road with an estimated end date of June the 28th. The section of the Avenue leading to Ball's Corner, on the other hand, is to close on May the 28th with an estimated end date of June the 21st. The closures are to allow the old metallic gas pipes to be replaced with more than 80 metres of plastic pipes. Also, service pipes to adjacent properties will be renewed.
Former mayor admits making indecent images. A former mayor of Tynmouth and ex-teacher has pleaded guilty to making indecent images of a child. James McMurray, 42, of Willow Street, pleaded guilty before Newton Abbott magistrates to three charges. The case was adjourned until June the 4th for a pre-sentence report to be prepared. McMurray served as town, district and county councillor for Tynmouth. He was the youngest mayor of Tynmouth when he served in 2012 to 2013 and stood for a parliamentary seat in Bristol for UKIP in a general election. He also worked as a teacher at Brixham Community College. He's admitted publishing an obscene article on July 1st, 22 at Tynmouth, and he has pleaded guilty to making an indecent photo or pseudo photo of a child in January 2007, described as one category A photo of a child, and further admitted to making an indecent photo of a child, namely four category C pictures, also in January 1st, 2007 at Tynmouth.